to the political cesspool known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
You on the political cesspool, and you are listening to the South's foremost conservative populist radio program, and we're broadcasting to you live, loud, and clear this evening, Saturday, September 27th, from AM 1380 WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, and going out around the world on the Republic Broadcasting Radio Network at republicbroadcasting.org. It's been a very busy week for us here in Memphis. We'll let you know why a little bit later on in the program. It's going to be a very busy show tonight, too, and without further ado, let me welcome back my co-host for this evening, Bill Rowland. Bill, are you there?
I'm here.
Good to have you back so soon. You know, you weren't here last week. We had Winston Smith in, and now you're back. We still got to work Eddie the Bombardier Miller in to back into the regular hosting rotation, as he is, of course, a regular host. But I tell you, Bill, time flies when you're having fun. It's hard to believe that this program will put a cap on our first month here on RBN. It's been four great shows, and we're looking forward to 400 more.
Absolutely, it's been an auspicious start to the our new career here at RBN. And of course, we've had excellent guests, and we have some excellent guests tonight. Do you want to tell them about that, James?
Yeah, absolutely.
We had one cancellation, but that was due to. Am I correct in saying that?
No, you're absolutely right. We did have one guest cancel at the last moment. That was Dr. Paul Gottfried, who has been a guest on this program several times in the past. Paul's just feeling a little under the weather this evening, so we're going to try to reschedule him for next week. But nevertheless, still a jam-packed show this evening. As we mentioned, we've had some great guests here in our inaugural month here on RBN, and just go through our archives, and you'll see that is going to be a proven fact. Tonight we've got a couple of great guests. Nevertheless, a man coming on. He is the administrator operator of the website, theobamafile.com. He just goes by a single name, Beckwith. Beckwith will be our first guest coming up right after our first commercial break in a moment. And we're going to start off the serving line this evening by giving you a plate full of red meat with this fella. He's got a great website, though, very informative and, more importantly, very truthful and factual. So we're going to be talking with the administrator of theobamafile.com in just a moment. A little later on in the program, we're going to shift gears entirely and talk to Dr. F. Roger Devlin, who is a PhD and an independent scholar. He is going to be coming on to talk about the adverse effects of radical feminism on our country and our communities. So that's going to be interesting. But by and large tonight, Bill, as you know, we are going to be forced, I guess, to talk about what everyone is talking about, and that is one of two things. We're going to talk about both of them, the presidential debate and the economic crisis.
Don't go away.
So both of those things and more are going to be talked about this evening here in the political cesspool. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight, and I believe we're coming up on our first commercial break, if I'm reading our board up correctly. So we're going to just go to that break. James Edwards and Bill Rowland, and much, much more coming up this evening here in the political cesspool. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We're back in just a second.
Welcome to The Cheapest Link. Contestants, the question is, How does the political cesspool get the money to stay on the air? Contestant number two.
Eddie the Bombardier Miller gives flying lessons.
Wrong!
Contestant number three.
Ooh, James Edwards gets a part-time job as a spokesman for a men's hair growth product?
Wrong!
The correct answer is, from the thousands of listeners from all across the country and around the world, the political cesspool stays on the air because of you, our loyal listeners, support this program and our work with your generous donations. Do your part to keep the one true voice of conservatism on the air by going online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Help us keep the political cesspool going as we continue to expand our listening audience.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
So today, I'll be standing right.
All right, everybody, jumping right out of the frying pan and into the fire. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. James Edwards and Bill Rowland here. And as we mentioned, we have been having three and four guests a night on these shows the last few weeks. We only have a couple of guests on this evening. And make no mistake about it, we might not have the quantity of guests that we've had in the last couple of weeks. We do have every bit as much quality. But one of the reasons we purposefully wanted to only have a couple of guests on the program tonight is because as we make our primary and extensive focus this evening on the debates and the economy, we want to hear from you. We want to have an endless stream of calls this evening on the political cesspool. Consider this a open mic night. Give us a call, 1-800-313-9443 at any time throughout the program this evening, 1-800-313-9443. Now, that being said, let's go ahead and get to our first guest this evening, Beckwith. Beckwith, as I mentioned before, is the administrator and operator of the Obamafile.com. He is a retired veteran who is opposed to a socialist sitting in the Oval Office, and his website contains a wealth of information that Barack Obama would rather not have you reading. Beckwith, welcome to the show.
How you doing, guys?
Good to have you, my northeastern brother. You know, we typically just reserve this show for Southerners, but you got so much going on. We had to extend an invitation all the way up there into liberal Massachusetts. I don't know how you stand it up there.
I'm operating behind enemy lines.
Well, we always got to have those covert ops. Well, Beckwith, we do appreciate you coming on the program. There is so much to talk about that can be found at theobamafile.com, but I want to start off with this question. You say that Barack Obama is intimately involved in the current economic crisis that we face. How do you figure that?
Well, it's not me so much. It's on my latest news page, I reposted an earlier item. In 1995, Obama was an attorney in a famous case called Bikes Robertson versus Citibank. And Obama and his fellow attorneys charged that Citibank was making too few loans to black applicants.
Right.
And they won that case. Now, as one commenter noted in May 2008, legal successes such as this were probably responsible for the subprime mortgage crisis, because basically these cases went into Congress, and Congress lowered the requirements for loans, creating the subprime market. So this was the case that actually began this process.
We're actually going to be talking about this much more in depth a little later on in the program, ladies and gentlemen, how this affirmative action with regards to loans is probably the primary culprit for the financial morass that we currently find ourselves sitting in, but nevertheless, that's very important news right there, and that's something that you didn't hear in the debate last night, Bill.
No, they were
debating about, you know, this economic disaster, but they never got to the one common sense point that Beckwith just let us know about.
That's true, and I also note, and I'm sure Mr. Beckwith knows this, that one of Obama's key economic advisors, Franklin Raines, was the head of Fannie Mae during the time when many of these loans were being made. What about that, Beckwith?
Yeah, that's true. Raines is still, by the way, advising the Obama campaign, even though he supposedly resigned. And in addition to Fannie Mae, Obama's only been in the Senate a short time, but he's reaped number three as far as contributions from Fannie Mae, right behind Dodd and Darlin Senator Kerry up here. So in 2 years, he's managed to collect as much money almost as Dodd, who's been on that committee most of his life.
He accuses the Republicans for this mess and having been intimate with all of these bankers, and yet he's received enormous amounts of money from Fannie Mae, from people involved in these mortgages.
He's the number three on the list of contributions from Fannie Mae. And once again, what's important about that, he's only been up there a couple of years.
That's right. You know, and Bill and, Bill and Beckwith, that was actually reported by Fox News. You don't expect the media conglomerates to give you much truth in news. You expect outlets like RBN to, but you don't expect the big boys to. But even they mentioned that about Obama, and that is a verifiable fact. But as I said, gentlemen, we're going to be talking more about the economy later on in the program tonight, and so I don't want to dominate our entire interview with Beckwith about this one single subject, because as I said, you have so much information. I don't know if there's five people listening to this program nationwide that are going to vote for, that are planning to vote for Obama, but if they are, we're going to do our best to dissuade them. This is a fairly conservative audience we have here. But Beckwith, what are some of the other statements and facts on your website that you think people ought to know about Barack Obama before they go to the polls?
I'll hit you with a couple of three, but one of the things I'd like to say, James, is that my website is good even for your people, because your audience, because they have wives and cousins and brothers and sisters who drank the Kool-Aid.
That's right.
And when the discussion in the family starts, this is a good place to go for ammunition.
I agree. I've noticed that your website is sectioned off as far as Obama's life and his career, including his church, his ideological background, his political background, and so forth. Is it true, for instance, I noticed when I was reading your website that he has, it seems like, two or three birth certificates?
We don't know. Nobody knows. The Obama campaign released a daily cost what is called a certificate of birth, of natural birth. It's a Hawaiian document that is basically a true copy. It is not a birth certificate. He has never released a birth certificate. As a matter of fact, none of his documentation is available. I mean, his parents' marriage licenses, birth certificates, his transcripts from college, his thesis, his records from Illinois Senate and on his client list. He has not released a single piece of paper describing his background. He's the least documented politician I've ever seen.
Well, now, I know that at one point his name was actually different than Obama. It was his Indonesian stepfather's name. They called him Barry. His last name was, I think, Soretto or something like that.
It was Barry Sotero.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if his real name is Barry Obama. It could be. God only knows. I know that when he applied for his bio license in the state of Illinois, there is a line on the application that asks for other names, and he put none, so he lied to the bar of the state of Illinois on his application.
So like many other perpetrators, he has several aliases, apparently. If he's going to get in politics, he might as well have an alias.
I'd like to point out to you and your listeners this simple fact. Almost everything we know about Obama comes from his two books. He has created his own mythology.
You know, that's an excellent point. That's an excellent point, because that really accentuates what we've been saying the whole time. He is a manufactured candidate. I mean, this guy is an actor.
Take it to the bank.
I know that in Obama's background, many of his influences have been not only liberal but absolutely socialist. Who are some of the most people that influenced his life, according to his own biography?
Bear with me for a second. Here's this kid gets sent to Indonesia between the ages of 7 and 12. He never knew his father. So now he's got a stepfather. Between 7 and 12, his stepfather is another Muslim, by the way, an Indonesian. He's trying to please that stepfather. He wants a father. He's a child. So he follows him around. He goes to the mosque and says the prayers and does whatever they do. Okay? So at age 12, bingo, he goes back to Hawaii. His mother sends him to Hawaii. In his grandfather's house where he lived, his grandfather Stanley's drinking buddy is a guy by the name of Frank Marshall Davis. Frank Marshall Davis is a hardcore black nationalist communist, investigated by the Congressional House on American Activities and the Hawaiian House on American Activities. This guy was Obama's mentor from the age of 12 to 18. And from the age of 12 to 18, he filled Obama's head with blackness and pissed off. He's my friend.
And it's beginning to show, I believe. It's beginning to manifest itself in everything that he's done since he's, come of age. You mentioned the kind of indoctrination he received during his formative years. We got a couple of minutes left, Beckwith, before we go to our first break.
I got as much time as you need.
Good. I wanted to ask you, we're going to keep you over for one more segment and hopefully take a couple of calls for you. Again, we're talking with the operator of theobamafile.com, ladies and gentlemen, theobamafile.com. We want you to ask a couple of questions. Maybe there's something you don't know about Barack Obama. This man can set the record straight. He's researched the man probably much more than any of us would ever want to. And give us a call, 1-800-313-9443, to be on the air this evening at the Political Cesspool with James Edwards and Bill Rowland. Our guest now, Beckwith, with theobamafile.com. Again, the number, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to keep him over, take a couple of questions, and then get on with our evening. But we want you to check out this website, and we want you to forward it to all of your friends who are so-called undecided. And we'll pick up this conversation in just a couple of moments after these words from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Much more to come on the Political Cesspool radio program tonight.
Here we come, walk down the street. We get funniest looks.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural prior you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool, everyone. I am James Edwards. Thank you, Art Frith, co-hosting with me this evening. Of course, my longtime friend and colleague, Bill Rowland. And, of course, this program is always unrehearsed, unscripted, and uncensored. And we are joined live on the air right now with our first guest of the night, Beckwith, administrator of the website, theobamafile.com. Beckwith, quick question. You can just respond in maybe two sentences, and then, because we have several callers on the line, and we want to try to get to as many of them as we can while we still have time remaining with you. If you had to give us two or three quick examples of just some jaw-dropping facts that people probably don't know about Obama, if they rely on CNN and Fox News to give them their daily bread, what would you say?
Well, I would start with an organization known as Public Allies, founded by Obama in 1993 and now run by the bride. And basically, I couldn't call him an army, but it's his own private group of baby Obamas, frankly. He's got 15 fully staffed and populated chapters operating under the watchful eye of the wife. And also at the state level in the campaign, he's running a national program for social change called Camp Obama. Both Public Allies and Camp Obama are training youngsters to be Obama community organizers. And basically, once again, in the Alinsky format, what these people do is to rub raw the sores of discontent. Mm-hmm. And he's basically cloning thousands of baby Obamas, and he's doing it on our dime.
Reminiscent to Martin Luther King's tactics in the communist training camps that he was a member of or a student of. Let's take a couple of calls very quickly. Leo from Massachusetts.
Hi, yeah, thank you for taking my call. I went to your major website, and I'm getting really troubled by the type of people who support you, because the type of people who support you give a really bad name to the Patriot Movement. The Patriot Movement, as we're trying to make it, is an inclusive, bring a lot of people in who are disaffected. And by you being supported by the now recently renamed Council of Conservative Citizens, who are formerly KKK.
What's your question?
My question is, why are you letting the KKK support you?
We're not supported by the KKK, and well, we don't have any affiliation with the KKK.
I am at your website.
My website?
Yeah, your website.
Is supported by who?
Political cesspool.
Well, I don't know. Well, you didn't even say what website you're on, but that's not a question, sir. That's not a question, and that's not a legitimate question, because we do not support nor are supported by the KKK.
Hello?
We got another caller.
Yeah, hey, James, this guy sounds like he's doing drugs.
Yeah, well, right. he didn't have a question. He was just trying to make a some silly point. So, another caller.
You're on the line.
Hello.
Hello? Tom, are you with us?
Hello?
Back with you.
All right. On the line.
Hello?
All right,
hello.
Tom, you're on the line.
Yes, I just had a question or a statement. I've read some of the stuff about Obama, and being that it's true, let's say, you know, he was born in Africa and he had a Malaysian citizenship, and I've even heard that he traveled to Pakistan on his Malaysian passport when he was in his early 20s. If all this became divulged, considering how far along he is in his campaign, and let's say it did come to light, don't you think that, and again, I'm not saying for or against, we would have the equivalent of a Rodney King riots from coast to coast, wouldn't we?
Back with?
Yeah, right now in Pennsylvania, there's an attorney by the name of Philip Berg. He's a Hillary Democrat who has filed an injunction in court, in federal court in Pennsylvania, whatever district that is down there. And the thrust of his injunction is that Obama is not qualified to be the president of the United States. So there is a federal lawsuit going on right now, and, of course, Obama has filed to dismiss, but we'll have to wait and see. There is very little proof that Obama was born in Africa. He did have an Indonesian stepfather, and he probably was a citizen of Indonesia. He certainly was enrolled in the Basuki Primary School and the Franciscus Assisi Primary School as a Muslim and an Indonesian citizen. I forget the third thing the guy says. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we have about 30 seconds, but we want to keep you over for one more commercial break because we want to get to a couple of more calls for you before you go. But if you don't mind just holding that thought there, and Tom from Florida, thanks for the call. Thanks for the question. We're going to pick this up one more time on the other side before we move on to some other subject matter this evening. A lot to cover, a lot on the plate, a lot on the agenda this night in the political cesspool. Our first guest of the evening, again, Beckwith, administrator, operator of the ObamaFile.com. A website everyone should take a look at before they head and cast their vote November 4th. So we're going to take a break. James Edwards and Bill Rowland will be back with you right after this.
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Let's go.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
There we go.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
And now let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Political Cesspool radio program. I'll tell you, there is not a faster 3 hours in my week than the 3 hours that fall between 9 p.m. and midnight Central Time each Saturday, which is, of course, the time and day you can listen to the Political Cesspool live right here on republicbroadcasting.org, AM 1380 in Memphis, Tennessee, our flagship station, and, of course, our own website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Our guest on the line right now, Beckwith, operator of theobamafile.com, staying on with us for a little extended play, and we're going to take one more caller for Beckwith, and that is Mike from Kentucky. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, and I was wondering the status of that. They had tried to get an emergency injunction, I think, to prevent the Democratic Party from nominating whatever his name is, Barry Hussein something. And in that court filing, the one that I read, it listed all his aliases, also known as.
Yeah, that was a previous filing. This filing is quite recent. The one in Pennsylvania.
So they're still pushing for it.
Yeah, Obama has tried to dismiss, but it's still moving ahead.
Well, I just wonder what would happen if both the candidates were disqualified for that reason. Because, I personally have seen somebody with two birth certificates and two different birthdays. So it's not impossible to even fake a birth certificate if Obama can produce one from Hawaii.
Unfortunately, though, Mike, I think you're
assuming that the law applies to presidential candidates, and I don't think it does.
Well, that's true.
I mean, you know, it's a heads we win, it's a heads they win, tails we lose type of scenario here. I
well,
just
McCain, hold on here. We're following a wrong fork in the road.
Right.
It's think of it if this happened to you. If you were running for the presidency of the United States and some guy come up and says, hey, prove you're an American citizen, what would you do? Would you prove you were an American citizen, or would you file an injunction to dismiss?
Good point. To yeah. ask the question is to answer it. Well, that'd be interesting. We'll see how it plays out, but I expect, and I don't think I'm way off base here, the media will continue to cover up any indications that there's something awry here, and Obama will be able to coast through to November 4th without any problem, win or lose. Beckwith, thanks again for the call, Mike. Very good question. Good observation. Yes.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, the problem is John McCain was born in Panama before it was a law that was to be made a U.S. citizen.
Hello?
He says he was born in a certain hospital.
Hello?
That was not even funded yet.
Hello?
Yeah.
He's already been cleared. Okay? He's been cleared by the federal government. They've put their imprimatur on him. He's a citizen.
I think that's because that applies, doesn't it, that the law would still apply to American servicemen abroad. I think that there was a part of the law would cover any serviceman or the wife of a serviceman who was on duty in a certain base overseas, then their children are American citizens. Isn't that, I believe that's correct, isn't it?
He wasn't on a base. He was in Panama City. That's what raised the issue.
But nevertheless, duty in a kind of foreign
car. We're about to run out of time with you, but I don't want the sand to run out of the hourglass before I give you the opportunity to plug your website one more time and remind people why it's so important that they visit it.
I'd rather have your people Google Public Allies, which is Obama's organization. It's being run by his wife. And the most important thing to my mind right now is this Public Allies, because he's creating this mini army of people. Nobody knows about it, and they are all community organizers, supposedly. And I'm just curious what he's going to do with these people if he gets elected. I'm just curious what he's going to do with these people if he doesn't get elected.
Well, it won't pay to find out either way, unfortunately, because he's still going to be around affecting the policy of this nation, and his people will still be around adversely affecting the politics of their communities. But Beckwith, we thank you for being eternally vigilant and for taking time out of your schedule to not only be with us but to put up a website and keep it so freshly updated with important information that folks might not find if they were looking elsewhere.
It's got everything.
And,
check it out.
We want to invite you back on the show. Come back on another show where we can talk some more about this?
Yeah, you can do that.
Great. Okay.
TheObamaFile.com, ladies and gentlemen, that's the website, TheObamaFile.com. Send it to all your liberal friends, and it at least make them mad. Beckwith, thanks again, my friend. Thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the invitation.
Anytime. That being said, we've been talking about Obama for the first 40 minutes of the show, probably a little longer than was necessary, because I don't know if there's a single listener out there that has planned in advance to vote for this guy. But you should at least be as informed as possible as to how horrible he really is. All that being said, let's get down to stuff that I guess is important, the debate, if you consider it important. Now, I've got my own thoughts on it, and I'll quickly share them with you. I ordered a pizza last night and watched the first presidential debate with my wife because we love a good comedy. And the outcry bill among real Americans against this monstrous bank bailout is falling on deaf ears once again. The drumbeat goes on, even as the pretense of America being a self-governing country is exposed for what it is, a delusion fit only for the deluded. On top of it, we got the spectacle last night of Obama and McCain debating, quote-unquote, at the University of Mississippi. Of course, real debate requires real opponents, knowledgeable about real topics with the intent of coming to a real solution to a real problem. Now, Democrats have proposed nothing but socialism since the days of FDR. Does anyone expect Obama to improve on that? Not that McCain has any solutions either, just the fact that they can talk about fixing this economy with a straight face. This is all you need to know about them. We can't panhandle our way out of this mess. They're puppet masters, and I'm talking about the people who handled Barack Obama and John McCain. They do have an answer, and it's not about saving our 401ks. In fact, it's not about saving us at all. But, Bill, did you get a chance? I don't even think you could stomach the debates. You didn't get a chance to watch them last night, did you?
If I'm going to watch cartoons, I'm going to watch SpongeBob SquarePants. I'm not going to watch, Tom and Jerry pounding each other with hammers and going, hammer and tong after each other for no reason except the amusement of the deluded public, as you say.
Well, so, I'll give you the debate in a nutshell. I'll sum up 90 minutes of frustration in a couple of sentences. I'll tell you, and we'll just call him McBama. We'll just converge the two, which will save me from having to use both of their names. But they both agree. They both favor the billionaire bailout to some extent or another. And that's corporate welfare. This is no different than the welfare we all oppose for the people who won't go out and get a job. For the federal government to bail out these deadbeat corporations who have mismanaged and run the businesses into the ground is welfare on a massive scale. And they both favor that. They both favor never hesitating to use military force. They're not sure as to whether or not we should begin a third unwinnable war against Pakistan. They both are unsure about that. They think that might be a good idea. They would definitely go to war with Iran right away for the sake of Israel, but neither of them are sure if they actually want to talk to the Iranians before we bomb them. They both believe that Russia is the villain in Georgia. And in my opinion, Ron Paul won the debate last night because he said recently, echoing the sentiment that George Wallace espoused some 40 years ago, that there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two parties. But the most despicable and disgusting thing to me last night, Bill, as I watched this, and I'll turn it back over to you after saying this, both of them repeatedly and incessantly bowed a knee to Israel time and time again. I began to wonder if I was watching the presidential debate or perhaps they had been confused for a minute and thought they were running for prime minister of Israel. It was that bad.
The Israel first policy shouldn't surprise anyone, considering that, of course, Obama's big backer is George Soros, who is one of the richest foreign agents Israel has. And, of course, John McCain has been an Israel hawk for years. And, of course, the rite of passage for any American presidential hopeful is to kiss the Wailing Wall wearing a skull cap in Jerusalem, to go to Jerusalem and make their covenant with Israel. And so you'll never see an American presidential candidate kiss the ring in the Vatican or appear in the pulpit of a big Protestant or Catholic church and get on a knee and pray to Christ on the altar. But kissing the Wailing Wall is all part of becoming the President of the United States. And that's the indication of how much power the Israeli lobby has in our government. This is a picture that you can Google any American presidential candidate and put John McCain Wailing Wall, Barack Obama Wailing Wall, Hillary Clinton, I think, Wailing Wall, Bill Clinton, Wailing Wall. And the same picture comes up, and that is the prayerful American president touching the wall and wearing the little beanie and making his homage, paying his homage to Israel. And that's where this government stands. It stands on the brink of war with Israel, and that is at Israel's command.
Well, and certainly Israel had a disproportionate role in our current wars, if you want to call them wars, and certainly we support the troops wholeheartedly, and it goes without saying there, but at the same time, this isn't a Washingtonian foreign policy, George Washington, of course, and I literally lost count as to how many times McCain kept referring to a quote that I'm not even sure was delivered by Ahmadinejad, where he said he wanted to wipe Israel off the face of the map. I believe that was taken out of context, if my facts are correct, but nevertheless, I don't believe America should go to war, and I'm sure most people agree with this who are listening to this program. We've said it time and time again, for any country, on behalf of any country, particularly when our vital interests aren't in peril, and certainly they're not over there. But there was another aspect to it, too, Bill, and I want to get to this before we come up on our next break, because this is important, too. And we'll get back to the debate itself in just a moment. But the setting of Ole Miss was very politically correct in and of itself. The debate at Oxford was set to commemorate the integration of Ole Miss by James Meredith some 44 years ago. Mike Grissom, who wrote the book Can the South Survive, he was on this program a couple of weeks ago. He recounts that story in the classic book. And that book is, by the way, a must-read for any Southerner, especially those of us too young to remember the way things were back then. But, of course, most people will remember that Eisenhower sent in federal troops to forcibly integrate Ole Miss. They attacked students, had skirmishes with the locals who didn't want to be steamrolled. And now the steamroller apparently keeps rolling along. At least it will until it runs out of gas, which may be sooner rather than later, because like all the works, Bill, of the evil or the criminally insane, it will devolve into self-destructive chaos. And it would take one with the skill of Oxford's own William Faulkner to put it properly into words, but the moral of the story is patently obvious. You know, there's a dirty little secret that Fox News and CNN and all of the others who are paying homage to this forced integration, they don't want you to know about, and that is it's all television fantasy. It's all television fantasy. Nobody cares about Martin Luther King anymore. Nobody cares about James Meredith. Nobody cares about Barack Obama. And unfortunately, all we got in advance of the debate was this scripted stage show. All we got during the debate was basically two candidates in agreement on everything. And I tell you, how scripted does it have to be for them to ask questions and deliver answers in such a way that we believe that they are actually in opposition to one another on these things? And then, of course, the spin after the debate was equally repulsive. It was an obnoxious and nauseating night from start to finish, Bill. But I know you have a little background information about Ole Miss that might be of interest to our listeners.
Well, it was actually John Kennedy who sent troops to Ole Miss to force the integration of the campus, but it was Eisenhower who sent troops to Little Rock to force the integration of Central High, so his hands were bloody, too. But the networks, of course, portrayed Ole Miss as a shrine of the civil rights movement and paid homage to James Meredith, the first black student at the University of Mississippi, and no doubt reporters spit as they passed by the Confederate monument on campus. But the truth is, and it's a tragic it's a tragic omission of history, that there would be no University of Mississippi but for the devoted efforts of a few Confederate veterans who raised the college up from ashes after the war between the states. Down the road from the University of Mississippi, there is a black college called Rust College, and it was established after the war between the states with federal money, money from the Freedmen's Bureau, support from northern citizens who wanted to build this college for blacks to learn agricultural trades and get an education. And yet the University of Mississippi was raised up by the meager funds that could be gathered by a handful of impoverished Confederate veterans. So that is who built the University of Mississippi, not James Meredith, nor any other of the federal marshals who went down there to force the integration of the school. And James Meredith did nothing for the University of Mississippi except bring federal forces back onto the campus to wreak havoc on the students and terrorize the citizens of the state. He did not raise the intellectual standards of the school, and he did not outshine William Faulkner. He saw that the white students had a good thing, and he was going to take it from them. Now, that may sound like a harsh statement to make, but the fact is those very words came from James Meredith. In 1991, he was interviewed by Southern Partisan magazine, and he was asked his motivation for forcing the integration of Ole Miss. And he didn't give any high-minded answer about justice and rights and human rights and social equality. He said, plain out, I saw that the white people had a good thing, and I was going to take it from them. That's what James Meredith's reason for integrating Ole Miss was all about. Furthermore, what's interesting about James Meredith is in his later life, he began to see the hypocrisy behind the civil rights movement, and he was a staunch supporter of none other than David Duke in his various candidacies for office in Louisiana, and he made commercials for David Duke.
James Meredith did, and that is a fact. And that is a fact, Bill, like everything else you've said tonight and over the last 4 years on this show that we've all said, facts that people just would never know if it weren't for this program and for networks like RBN. We speak the truth on this program, and people might call us anything in the world that they want, but they cannot call us liars. And that is why we do what we do on this program. Bill, we're coming up on our next break. We have a couple of callers, and they've been waiting patiently to get on. We want to hear our listeners' thoughts, their thoughts, your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, on the debate last night in Oxford, Mississippi, now that we've given you a little history about Ole Miss. We want to hear from you, and we've got some callers on the line. We're going to take those in order when we return. Plenty of time tonight for you to opine with us on the political cesspool. Again, the call-in number here at RBN, 1-800-313-9443. As we head into this commercial break, visit our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and sign up for our mailing list. James Edwards and Bill Rowland back with you in just a minute.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving essential oils.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the body and environment safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyounglivingessentialoils.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Art Frith. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. James Edwards and Bill Rowland here with you this Saturday evening and every Saturday evening from 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time right here at republicbroadcasting.org. ThePoliticalCesspool.org, AM 1380, WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, and all of our affiliate stations and satellite hookups nationwide. We're talking about the presidential debate, giving you our take on it, which is probably a little more hard-hitting than you've heard on any other program or television commentary. We've got a couple of callers on the line, and we want to know your thoughts on the presidential debates, if you can call them a debate, that is. John from Texas, thanks for being on the line.
Good evening, James.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
I wanted to make comment as a previous caller did regarding the citizenship of John McCain. There are three types, and the news media refrains, and I noticed you did also, from using the verbiage native born American citizen, because there are American citizens, there are natural American citizens that have been naturalized,
right,
and there are Native American citizens, and they are not the same. And the implication in the Constitution is that the candidate must be native-born, not natural-born, native-born.
Hey, listen,
and
John.
At that time when the Constitution was written, there were only 48 states. Well, there weren't even 48 states, but native-born, at least in my mind, means that you are born on the ground of one of the states that are in the Union.
But
and that is the differentiation between native-born and natural-born.
Well, thank you for making the distinction. And let me be clear here, and I guess I should apologize to you perhaps for not chiming in at the moment. I think it was a little hectic at the time when that was infused into the dialogue earlier. But let me be clear. Nothing would please me more than for John McCain and Barack Obama to be disallowed to run for president because of whatever reason. I certainly prefer native-born Americans to be my rulers, or to be my presidents, or to be my representatives, I guess is the appropriate word, representatives. And so, you know, I am not defending John McCain whatsoever. If he is in violation, and if that is indeed unconstitutional, I'd have to admit that I'm just have never looked into it, so I can't give you a straight answer. We only have 30 seconds, but I am not disagreeing with you a bit. If that's the case, throw them both off. Do me a favor, because I'm not going to be voting for either of them, and I don't think anybody with good sense is. But that being said, we only have 20 seconds to the next break. We want to get to a caller in Delaware. But, John, thanks for bringing up that point and putting the exclamation point on it. And, you know, again, it just I have to reiterate that it's not going to matter. They're breaking the law, so what? The laws don't apply to them, and that's been proven time and time again. But thanks for the call. Thanks for setting the record straight. We got to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. The political cesspool rolls on. More calls and more commentary about last night's debate when we return.
Don't go away. Hour number two of tonight's installment of the political cesspool comes your way right after these messages.
Let me tell you why.